With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with the ooh, ooh, let's get the feelings.
And ends with Lunga about to pillow princess himself into a half pipe. This is minute 23 of episode 7. We don't balance out.
Oh, I love that little tidbit.
Do you want to explain it, Katie? You linked it to me on Twitter.
I can't. I just remember that the literal translation of it's what is it?
I mean, we don't see it in this
fish something or other.
Yeah, reto maguro
is pillow princess, which reto. I think is the funny
Someone
thing
who doesn't
is
move in
Lunga
bed.
Wouldn't be a pillow princess. I feel like Lunga would be the opposite of a pillow princess. You know what I mean?
So he's an active top.
Yeah.
Like he's on the active roster.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like Lunga would be feral in the shades.
Mmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you seen that boy skate?
Yeah, put that in your fic and smoke it. On Infinite Minute, an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin.
We're going to watch the ED of Skate the Infinity for the seventh time. I mean,
well,
for some of us, it's like even more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Yeah.
We got to do
When was
it.
The last time you skipped an ED?
Yeah, that's fair. Well, no, I usually skip the Buddy Daddies one.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so cute. Mary's so cute. All her little outfits.
She's got so many fits.
Yeah. It's so cute.
I was thinking, kind of bad thought, I was thinking, man, whoever animated this ED loves kids. And then I thought about it more and I was like, oh, fuck, no, they might actually.
Yeah, oh, no. Like, oh, boy.
Grim, but she's got some cute little fits.
She has
though.
Cute fits. They're real
yeah.
cute.
Even in the show, I loved that bit where, preempting anime chat, the bit where they, like, just bought her all the fits, but actually, like, ostracized her.
I know.
The best.
Buddy Daddies is good shit.
Buddy Daddies is good.
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Anyway, we're going to watch the ED first, and then we're going to talk about anime we're watching and manga we might be reading.
I do miss this, let's get the feelings. Although, as we were discussing in the last minute, it really was the real villain of Skate the Infinity was these palm trees. No one wanted
Yeah, I imagine
the bar
a lot of
them.
People probably skipped or, like, were crying or screaming. Nobody watched this ED for the first time.
No,
if they were
nobody
invested.
Wanted it.
Yeah. And then the Reddit guys were like hopping on Reddit to be like, so is this show gay? During the ED.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Got a feeling the Fujoshi might be onto this one, boys.
We
abandoned ship.
We did just watch a breakup.
We did.
No photos.
No photos. When does that change?
Oh, I can't wait till that changes. I think it's episode 11.
Oh, shit, we've got a while to
wait. It's a little while.
God, Tadashi.
That was such a great moment.
I mean, I guess technically this minute kind of ends with
pile driver.
Reki Hitori pile driving himself.
It does
I wanted to mention the pillow princess thing.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Reki looks so
that's the ED,
funny.
Fellas.
Like, sorry, he looks so funny when he's pile driving.
Sorry to talk about the ED.
Oh, no, where'd you go, Jono?
I do love the animation,
Jono,
the stylized animation of the ED. Oh, Katie. Katie, you died. This is a bit of a development for the episode, isn't it?
Oh,
she didn't
no.
die,
oh,
everyone.
No.
The WhatsApp chat just disconnected.
Oh, no, Jono.
I hope she didn't die. Something could have hit Geelong, I guess.
Where'd you go?
Well, now I'm just recording into a void. Ah, she rang back.
Are we back?
Phew, she rang back.
Oh, we're back. We're back.
We're back. I never stopped recording, by the way.
I never stop loving you. Just want to tell.
Katie, I was scared that maybe Geelong got hit by a meteorite or something. And you just cut out. You'll hear it on the episode.
Oh, shit.
It was just, it'll be you silent, like, what's happening?
No.
And me like, is she okay?
It was me just being like, where'd you go? Where'd you go, Jono?
We don't balance out anymore, Katie.
Don't balance
out. Our internet is not a good match anymore.
Whatever. Go hang out with your
talking about
fucked in the head phenoms.
Go hang out with your fucked in the head Zoom meetings. WhatsApp and me, we don't balance out. What were you saying about Recky, how funny he looked?
Oh, he just looks funny. Like, you could see his hair, like, sticking up.
Oh, yeah, from behind.
Yeah, just...
It's a good little shot, isn't
his
it?
His little hands as well are so, like... just stuck out at the sides. It's so cute.
We didn't talk about the little girl next to Joe.
Oh,
it's always a good moment.
It's always a great moment. The Kaoru sticking his hand out for Carla made me giggle again. Mm. It's always so good.
Pochan. Why no photos in English? Have we ever talked about that?
No, I don't think
we have. Is it because he spent time in America?
To be fair, Nutcracker is in English.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Nutcracker. I guess there's no other alternative for it.
It's so funny.
What have you been watching, Katie? Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm just thinking about Joe curled up in a ball on the ground with a little girl next to him. It's so funny. What have I been watching? I have actually not been watching a huge amount of anime. Oh, this is Anime Chat. Welcome to Anime Chat, by the way.
Welcome to Anime Chat number 6.
Ooh, yeah, 6. That's about right,
yeah,
isn't
we
it?
Didn't do it for the first episode.
I've really only been watching Buddy Daddies, which, as we just said before, is really fucking good. And I think, you know, at first everyone was just like a little bit worried it was going to be like a Spy Family ripoff, but I think it's actually got a better plot than Spy Family does. The couple of episodes they've had, like backstory episodes, have been fucking traumatizing and
heavy.
We were just saying neither of us has watched episode 10 yet, but from what I've heard, it's also a heavy ep. So,
yeah, by the time this episode comes out, we will have watched it. So, we will know the trauma, whatever that is.
But I'm enjoying it a lot.
Can we predict what it is? I hope someone dies.
Imagine that would be fucked
spoilers
up.
Spoilers for
if
Buddy
one of
Daddies.
Them did.
But I feel like if they were going to do it, they would have done it when Ray had that fight with his mentor.
Yeah, that was so cool. That was really
good. It was heavy, right?
It was heavy. And, like, Kazuki's backstory with his girlfriend, like, that was cooked. Spoilers for Buddy Daddies. But, yeah, it's
I did
great.
Look up the flower meaning of the flowers in that field. Yeah. I just can't get the analysis out of the boy.
Nah, you can't.
So to speak.
Flowers always have meanings, though. Like that's
they
it,
do,
good.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. Something like commitment or family or something like
oh,
that,
gosh,
which makes sense.
Yeah. But no, it's good. I'm enjoying it a lot. It's probably, my favorite one that I'm watching at the moment. I have watched a few
Buddy
episodes of... what are your thoughts on Buddy Daddies?
I love Buddy Daddies.
Yeah, good.
It's made me cry a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't get annoyed by Miri.
Yeah.
I think she's a great character and well-written and... I think that the more fluffy slice of life episodes are really kept up by the character shenanigans of Kazuki and Rei.
Yeah.
Rei not understanding things, but like that last episode where he was just like discovering that he wanted to cheer them on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Rei has made me cry like 2 or 3 times now.
Rei's
it's just
so
that perfect
cute.
Character for me
yeah.
that I just love watching them become a human being kind
yes.
of.
Classic Tsukushima voice actor where
classic.
It's like reluctant to show any kind of emotion. And then when they do, it's just a great moment.
Yeah. What was this season? Was it winter? Yeah, it was.
Yes.
It was winter
yes,
season.
Because it's summer for us.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
No, but it's good. It's the only one I'm really keeping up with and watching. So
yeah.
That's my pick.
Buddy Daddies, I would say, is the big wreck.
Yeah, nice.
Both of us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Blue Lock last time we had anime chat?
I did because it is a two-core show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But I'm still loving Blue Lock.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
I need to catch up. I'm only good. Like 4 or 5 episodes in still.
Okay, I'm a couple of episodes behind now because I recently had a holiday, which is why we are late recording these episodes. But yeah, I recently went on holiday, so I'm a couple of episodes behind on everything.
Happy anniversary, Blue Lock and
Thank you. Blue Lock and Buddy Daddies are pretty much the only two that I'm keeping up with consistently, though.
Yeah.
I really like them.
I do really like Blue Lock so far. It's giving me like the same kind of fun Haikyuu vibes, like that high stakes, even though it's more high stakes than Haikyuu is particularly, but the, you know, the ensemble vibes where you can ship everyone with everyone else. It's great. Yeah,
it's great.
Good fun.
Yeah.
Squid, my favorite what did you call it? Squid like, Game, but with soccer.
Squid Game, but soccer, yeah. But my favorite ship is like well supported by the text.
I love that which for I you.
Always enjoy, yeah. Like there's just lots of little hints for it and stuff like that. But yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's kind of like the first time I've really felt this into an anime in a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, what it is. Like 5-minute episodes, just really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Getting amongst the fandom.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's fun. Other than that, I'm not up to date on anything else.
No.
And
I have mentioned,
you want to watch Trigun?
Yeah, I want to watch Trigun. I've seen the blonde twink, the plant flower boy.
I am aware of the blonde twink.
I'm aware that there's an incest ship. That everyone's on board plant zest.
I'm aware of the twinks.
It's there, okay? And I will probably end up watching it. But yeah, that's probably the only other one that I've got my eye on at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dropped Trigun after 3 episodes.
Yeah, okay.
So I was talking to a friend about it who's watched the original.
Yeah.
Because this is a remake.
Yes.
And they pretty much like, not gave away, but the main like big plot reveal of the remake is like episode 1 first 5 minutes stuff in the remake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, I was enjoying it, but it just felt a bit like lifeless for me.
Okay.
Yeah. It probably is just to do with the CG animation, even though it's really, really good.
Yeah.
And like some parts of it are like so schmick and like you can really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But then other parts, it just feels like I would so much prefer this if it was like traditionally animated, but nothing's
fair
traditionally
enough,
animated
yeah.
anymore. There's CG in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, fair enough.
It's just a matter of how much.
I have seen a few clips of it where I was like, ooh, that's interesting how they animated that.
It's funky.
Mm. I don't know. I like the pretty boys, so.
Yeah, there are pretty boys in it. And cool guns and cool arms.
Oh, cool arms.
Love a cool arm.
A cool arm.
Yeah, and it's very science fantasy, which is usually one of my favorite genres.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I'm surprised I dropped it, but yeah, I just
science,
wasn't feeling it.
Fantasy. I like that. Science fantasy.
Yeah, I love a bit of science fantasy. I mean, the biggest example of science fantasy is not one that I am on board with, which is Star Wars, but
been do you want to know what is really fucking crazy, Jonathan? So
what's that?
I recently watched season 1 and season 2 of The Mandalorian,
right?
Or technically rewatched season 1 but watched season 2 in preparation for season 3 to come out.
Yep. I predict I know where this conversation is going to go.
So imagine my surprise when I started season 3, episode 1 and had no fucking clue what was going on. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then
putting a plot development in another show.
Literally having to Google, like, what have I missed? And they're like, yeah, you have to watch these 3 episodes of another show. What?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Metaverse has gotten out of control.
Yeah. Like, for them to not even say like, hey, just a heads up, maybe go watch these episodes first before you watch the new season.
It's getting to the level of some anime when you look them up and you're like, what order should I watch all the Gundam in?
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah,
I need a degree to know which order to watch like the Monogatari series in. Like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Why do I watch it in airing order? Do I watch it in chronological order? Like, what do I do? It feels like that is coming into like more mainstream stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
But crazy. So did you go back and watch the three episodes?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm on the third. Oh. I'm on the third of the three that you're supposed to watch.
Wow.
The cool. I do really like how they've put what's his fucking name? Mark Hamill in it.
Grogu.
No. I actually think it's been pretty fucking smooth. Like, I mean, I know that the AI face technology deep faking stuff is really good, but I've been pretty impressed with it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice.
Speaking of Pedro Pascal escorting a young child, have you finished Last of Us?
No, not yet. I'm still a couple of episodes behind. But I have a feeling I know how it'll finish. funny if I said that and it doesn't finish the same as the game. But no, I've heard good things about the ending and also sad things. And bad things.
Bad things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As in like Joel is irredeemable. And I'm like, yeah, no, I've played the game.
I mean, we may as well just talk about it, but like it's really different playing the game and you know, you're shooting the people in the hospital because it's part of the game, right? Like you got to shoot people and you're defending yourself from being shot. Like it's all part of the game. When you watch him just fucking shoot the people and you have no control over what's happening and you're just watching him do it, it's so much more disturbing and harder to watch. I struggle.
Especially because I think they've planted a lot more seeds of like, Joel's not a bad guy, but, you know, he has murdered people.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And, like, knowing how he's going to murder more people, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, he's a murderer. Straight up.
Straight up.
But desperate times, etc. But, yeah, ludonarrative dissonance in The Last of Us games. Like, it's the same thing as Banana Fish. I wanted to count how many people Ash killed. Mm-hmm. I would love to know how many, like, innocent people you have to kill to spare Abby in that last chapter of The Last of Us 2. Yeah. Spoilers. Because while I was going through it, I'm like, all this for like one person. Yeah. I'm killing all these people for one person.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit ridiculous sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. God. Grim.
Especially those games where it is like, it's a shooter. And they're good shooters, too. They're not bad shooty games.
No, they're great. Look, yeah, they're really fun.
But like, I think that's why I...
Hard to play, like, hard to get through, but yeah. Yeah.
I think that's why I enjoyed Gears of War. Is this video game chat?
Is this video game
chat? Because Gears of War, like, the shooting is the game. Like, it is a war. Yeah. You are fighting these things to save the planet, that kind of stuff. But it has also the character moments and the big... It just has weird stuff going on. Yeah. But, like, the shooting is the game, whereas with The Last of Us, it's like you're killing a lot of people.
Yeah, fuck. A lot of
same with, especially more so with the Uncharted games.
Oh my god, yes! Uncharted is literally just let's walk through this corridor and shoot as many people as we can.
Yeah, he's a thief with a heart of gold that has like 1,000 kill count to his name.
I want Uncharted to get the Last of Us treatment rather than the fucking Tom Holland version.
Tom Holland.
That we got. I have refused to watch it.
I haven't watched it either. That being said, I haven't finished all the Uncharted. So that's one that Emily and I should go back
it's good. So good.
Play through. Anyway.
Anyway.
Last of Us is good.
Yeah, it is good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Are you saying
the other two shows that were on my radar were Revenger.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like dumb, fun, samurai, weird show where they're like assassins, but they have to get a piece of gold leaf that's been bitten into, or like a piece of gold medal that's been bitten into, so they can murder. And there's a lot of stuff again about like what it does it mean to like kill someone for revenge or kill someone just outright.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And the other one is, what's it called? Hikari no Uo, which translates to... What is it? It's got a really simple name. Fire Hunter. The Fire Hunter.
Oh, okay.
And that started out really promisingly, and I think I just need to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's like a, again, it's like a really cool science fantasy setting where if humans see fire, they die.
Oh! Oh,
they like spontaneously combust if they see fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really surreal.
That's
sort of
weird.
Setting. Yeah, and this girl has to like deliver a dog to the main city that she's never been to before.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It might be one of those ones that you need to just sit and watch all 12 eps in one go.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Very nice.
And that's pretty much all I'm watching from this season. So it's been a pretty quiet season. We've had a lot on start of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a bit crazy. I have stuck with my my plan to watch all of the Fast and Furiouses.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm halfway through 7 at the moment, so
nice.
I'm taking them in chunks.
Last time, you've taken like a week, 2 weeks to watch number 7.
Yeah, I've taken breaks.
Yeah.
Been taking breaks. Apparently, they're going to bring Paul Walker back. I know.
They wouldn't. They couldn't and they shouldn't.
They shouldn't. They absolutely they shouldn't. I wouldn't put it past them, though.
Well, because Sum of Seven is his brother with CG face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but they haven't killed the character, which is worrying.
Yes.
But if this is going to be the last one, I can see them pulling a
Paul
Walker walks into the barbecue at the end sort of thing, and it's all about family. And
they could do that, yeah.
Yeah, I could see them doing it.
7's been pretty batshit so far, though. It's been good.
7 is batshit, yeah. That's the London one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Merry old London.
Merry old London.
With Alan Mirren.
You sound like you're from London.
Dom Toretto, as I live and breathe.
Oh, shit.
Good. You should, when you finish those, you'll be ready for 10.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Yeah. I finished a manga last night.
Ooh.
Silver Spoon.
Silver Spoon.
It's one of my favorite anime as well.
Ooh, tell me more.
I finally went back and read the manga. It's about a slice of life set in an agricultural high school.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Farm school.
So a lot of like talk about morals about like killing animals and and like how animals serve humans, but also how like we destroy nature and stuff like that. It's got a lot of heavy themes, but it's also just like pretty chill and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's by the same author as Full Metal Alchemist. So
Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist. So it's got that good pedigree, and I really enjoyed it, and it had a really nice ending.
Oh, nice.
One of those really nice open-ended endings.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, and then I read the first chapter of their next manga, and it, like, totally hooked me, so I'm going to be reading that now, too.
Ooh, plot summary, briefly.
I don't want to spoil it.
Ooh, okay.
But, yeah, if you think you like Full Metal Alchemist, I reckon read this one as well, because the main character basically just looks like all three of the main characters from Full Metal Alchemist together. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, by that I mean, like, Ed, Al, and Winry. Mm. Looks like all three of them. But, yeah, I had no idea other than it was fantasy going in, and I was pleasantly surprised. I won't look up the name. I can't be bothered.
No.
No, I guess I should.
People can look it up.
Yeah, look it up yourselves.
Manga,
you
author of the same people that did Fullmetal Alchemist.
Fullmetal Alchemist. She's a female, don't you know? It's like the dumbest Twitter argument where it's like, these are the best shonen written by not women. It's just like, yeah, Fullmetal Alchemist is, though.
You know what we haven't talked about, because I haven't watched it yet, is the special episode of Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched it? Yumi no
Tsugai is the name of the manga. No, I haven't watched it. I wanted to wait until the second one came out.
In 6 months?
Yeah, and then my mate said, no, watch it, it's so good. And I was just like, if I wanted to watch it, I would.
I've not seen a single person say anything about it.
Be honest with you, I can't remember what the fuck happened in that last season. And I'm not watching them all again like we did.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, hell no.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah, so we won't talk about Attack on Titan until the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Don't spoil it for us, Aaron.
Dead.
I'm calling you out.
Dead. Any more chats? Any more things you've been watching?
Nah. Been reading a lot. I've been reading a lot of books. Yeah, takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying reading.
Very nice.
It's good. Read Legends and Lattes, everyone. Fuck, it's good.
Book?
So good, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Slightly sapphic romance about an orc opening a cafe in a fantasy world.
Oh my God.
It's so fucking comfy.
That sounds so cute. That sounds adorable. It's so
good. That my favorite character is this little ratkin who bakes. He's the best.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's amazing. I finished it in 2 days when I was in Bali. I devoured it. It was so cute. Made me cry.
Aww.
Ups and downs. Good storyline. Maybe want to play a D&D campaign where the players actually get invested in opening the tavern that I've set up for them.
Oh my God, bless.
But never happens.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, super cute.
Well, I actually have a little script that I have to read because I'm going to be doing a little play.
So, oh, are you?
Yes. So I'll be reading that.
Down in G-Town?
Yeah, in G-Town. So I'll be reading my script, learning my lines, and that'll be where most of my time goes, I think, in the next couple months.
What's the play called?
Proof.
Proof?
Proof, yeah.
Proof?
Proof. Proof.
Right.
Like math.
Okay, cool. Ah,
yeah.
Proof.
Proof. Greg's directing it.
All right. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Love Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be good fun.
If you love Greg out there, yeah, we have to talk about a favourite minute of the anime.
Did you have a favourite moment?
That's what I said. Oh. my favourite moment was just recording this episode with you, Katie. It's good to be back in the saddle. That sounded so insincere.
That's sweet.
It's good to see you again. It's been too long.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I think our last recording session was like more than two weeks ago, so it's been a while.
It was a while.
Yeah, good to be back. Thanks, Katie.
Nice. It's nice.
What was your favourite moment?
Pot-chan. And recording with you, of course.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fucking Pot-chan. Pipped me to the post.
And we're going to do some promo next step.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our hopes and dreams for episode 8.
I'm excited.
And I'll look up the name of episode 8 between these episodes. Oh, yeah, that's the name of it.
Harry. It's just Harry.
Episode 8. Harry.
I'm excited.
All right, see you next
minute. We've got to do, if you want to tweet at us. Did we do that? We didn't do it. If you want to tweet at us, you can. It's at infinite_minute on Twitter.
If you want to email us, you can. It's infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
And now bye-bye.
Now bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now bye-bye? Now bye-bye. Was I recording? Now bye-bye. Now bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.